We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series. Paul, how are you? And I know we're excited about our guest today.
We are. Today we have Deborah Owens. She is a fantastic science fiction author. So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. It's a pleased to be here.
Excellent. Great. Okay, so go, Paul, and ask the first question you have for Deborah.
So how did you get started in writing with science fiction?
Well, the Lord gave me one great thing that I have a vivid imagination, and I thought, and I read books like forever, and I got to reading them, and I thought, you know what, I can do this. And so I thought, well, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to write about? I don't have anything that I'm, you know, just really know all about. But then I got to thinking, I have one thing, and that's my imagination. And that's why I started writing science fiction.
Great. Were you a fan of science fiction before this?
Yes. Well, I used to read like romances, but on the TV and stuff, I'd rather see a science fiction than anything.
Okay. So what were your favorite science fictions? Tell me more about that.
My favorite science fictions was like Star Trek and Star Wars and just different movies. I think some of the Marvel movies are, of course, science fiction. I love those. So, yeah, I had a whole repertoire of ones that I could watch.
That's fantastic. And so when you put together, when you write your books, what kind of creativity are you coming from when you're talking about science fiction? Like, do you have elements of a lot of different science fiction shows or movies?
No, I have it is science fiction, and it's different than what I've seen on the movies and the TVs and stuff. What it is mainly is like water gatherers and air makers and different planets in a certain galaxy. And I have a trilogy of Bezor, and that's in a galaxy. And one of the planets, which is Bezor, has the water gatherers and all that. The other have oxygen.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Anything else you could tell us about the how many books do you have, by the way?
Well, I have a trilogy, Saga of Bezor. The first book is The Hunt. Second one is Guarding the Secrets. The third one is Various Gift. And then I have one that's by itself. So I have four of them. And that one is Black Seven, Legend of Vanetta. And all basically, these take place in Illinois.
Wow! And when you write these books, what how long does it take you to write each book? Has it taken you?
Well, let's see. In about a month, I had them all down in the typewriter. I mean, in the computer, but it takes like 2 or 3 months to get them ready for me to edit, you know, to go back over them and to look at them and make sure that I have all the thoughts in there that I want. And then I maybe 3 months or so, then I can go ahead and, you know, start the editing process.
Great, great.
What is your latest book out?
The latest book is, I've got all four of the science fictions out now, self-published. And also the latest one was called Experiences in Fishing. And it's got a picture of a cat in a washtub with a fishing pole and a cat turned backwards and a fish on the line. So that was a nonfiction, of course.
And how did you come up? How did you come up with that book?
Oh, that's from some of the experiences. We used to live at a lake, and That's some of the experiences that we had while we were living at the lake and stuff like that. Some of it's kind of funny and some of it's kind of serious. Just those recipes in there, and it's just things that we did while we were at the lake.
Well, that's great stuff. And let's anything else to add about it? Let's see here, Deb. Ultimately, what are your goals for your books?
Oh, my goals for my book. The ultimate goal is to make movies out of them, of course.
Great.
But right now, I'd like to everybody in the world to have one.
That's
Right.
fantastic. Where's
Right.
where can people pick up your books? Amazon's best place? Do you have a website?
Yeah, on my website, it's debcarverowens.com.
Awesome. Or they can go to Amazon to pick up your books, right? And find your stuff in there.
Right. Yes.
Very good.
When they go to my website, we'll send them to Amazon. But it's easier because they're all right there on my website.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we
Very good.
appreciate it, Deb. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank
Oh,
you.
thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.